USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Liz Cheney over her vote last month to impeach former President Trump. The censure document said that Cheney voted to impeach without President Trump being given due process. Following the vote, Cheney released a statement saying she was honored to represent Wyoming and would continue to work on the issues that are important to the people of the state. Cheney also survived a vote earlier this week to remove her from her position of leadership among House Republicans. She remained conference committee chair Wednesday by a 145-61 vote. California Governor Gavin Newsom says new guidelines for indoor church services will be issued after the Supreme Court struck down the state's ban on services as a COVID-19 restriction. The court ruled late Friday that the state's bans have violated religious liberties. The rulings say California cannot completely ban services, but can enforce restrictions on the number of attendees, as well as restrictions on singing and chanting during services. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
An impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin on Tuesday, with the president accused of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. The focus for the president's legal team should be the constitutionality of the proceedings, according to the former Trump White House communications director. Alyssa Farah tells CNN that there is an open question about impeaching a president who's already out of office.
The president's legal team should really not be trying to relitigate January 6th. The facts are not on his side. That is not a helpful case to make. If I were still advising President Trump, which I am not, I would tell him to focus on the constitutional issues. There is a very open, real question about the constitutionality of impeaching a former president. As your reporter noted in the segment before, you know, that had 45 members vote against the procedural movement to go ahead with this impeachment on those grounds. When we get into relitigating the facts of the day of, that's shaky territory for Republicans to be in. So, again, the president should focus on the precedent that this sets and the constitutional side of things.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Fox News scratches one of its most popular shows. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Fox has announced it canceled its highly rated show hosted by Lou Dobbs one day after he was named in a $2.7 billion defamation suit filed by voting technology company Smartmatic. The media company didn't disclose why Lou Dobbs Tonight was benched from the Fox Business lineup. Dobbs, 75, began hosting the program in 2011 after rising to fame on CNN. In response to the news of his departure, former President Trump issued a statement to the New York Times calling the host great. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And President Biden appears to be willing to remove a push for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage as part of his COVID relief package. In an interview with CBS News that will air Sunday, Biden says he doesn't believe the wage hike will survive the budget reconciliation process, and that he's ready to push for a standalone bill. But some members of his party are insisting the wage hike remain in that bill. Representative Ro Khanna of California is one of those lawmakers. He tells MSNBC that it would be a mistake to take the provision out of the COVID relief package.
We have to fight this and make sure it's in reconciliation. It would be a colossal mistake not to include this in the package. The House can pass it with $15, and then we ought to, in conference, insist that it's in the final package. I don't think we should unilaterally strip it from this bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.